Past, future, future, past. Pretty clear, right? What we're after here? Or are you a little bit confused? What have we been up to in the past few weeks reflecting on this theme? Past, future, future, past. Well, in one respect, simply this. That is that our sense of ourselves, our sense of our identity as human beings depends on our sense of our past and of our future. We know who we are by knowing where we've come from and where we're going. And to the extent that we can't quite figure out where we've come from or where we're going, our past or our future, we're also not sure who we are. We can't figure ourselves out. This is proven by the fact that when somebody loses their memory of the past, amnesia or whatever, they don't know who they are anymore. It's their great suffering. And also in the fact that we spend most of our time in the present making sense of ourselves by finding things to look forward to, making plans, looking forward to the weekend or the holiday, or the vacation, or the party, or the next family gathering, or to the end of the next family gathering. Just kidding. We don't think that way. Always looking forward to things. Making sense of ourselves in the present. And then when something falls through, when a plan doesn't work out, or when for some reason in our lives we have to go through a time when we don't have much to look forward to, we get a little desperate. We enter into a bit of a crisis because now we don't know what we're about. We don't know where we're going. We don't know who we are. We're forced to ask that question, who am I? Which is one of the most important questions of our lives, and we're not quite sure how to answer it. And I would suggest to you, brothers and sisters, that this is really one of the deepest and most profound sufferings of our human condition. We can endure a lot of pain, a lot of discomfort, a lot of suffering if we're confident about who we are and where we're going. But if we don't know that, then even relatively little things can become unbearable. And so this is our question. Who are we? Where have we come from? Where are we going? What is our past and what is our future? And at some point in our lives, we have to confront this question. And it becomes a problem for us. Of course, there are moments in our lives when everything seems to fit together, when our life seems to be a coherent image. All the pieces fall into place. We know our past. We know our future. Moments of great triumph, moments of success, moments of new beginnings. When we fall in love, when we get married, when we have a newborn child, when we're starting a new career. Well, those are moments of springtime, moments when we're secure in ourselves. And maybe this question isn't so important to us. But sooner or later in our lives, there's going to come other times when the question becomes much more problematic, much less clear. Times when maybe those great beginnings seem to fade, when the relationships that were once so close and dear to us have grown cool and distant. We're not sure why. We're not sure how to fix it. Or things that once gave us excitement and hope now become a source of boredom and stress. Or maybe when we're young and we don't know where our life is headed, and the future becomes a source of anxiety. In these times, we can't put our lives together. We're not sure who we are. We don't know how to answer that question. Our past and our future don't make sense to us. Now, this is a biblical experience. We've seen this in the last few weeks in the Old Testament, how Israel fought with this question. And when they fell away from the initial promise that the Lord gave them in their covenant, they too found themselves lost, unsure of who they were, where they came from, or where they were going. They felt themselves to be broken and helpless to put themselves together. And sometimes we feel that way. We're not sure how to put the pieces of our life back together. Like a child with a complicated new Christmas toy, or maybe a toy that's broken, sitting there with a pile of pieces, can't put them back together. When I was a child, I got a stealth bomber Lego set. I was really excited to put it together, but I was helpless. I couldn't do it. I needed help from my dad. It's actually a good thing to confront that helplessness, that brokenness in our lives. Because the truth is, no matter how hard we might try, we can't put the pieces of our life back together. We can't figure ourselves out on our own. The weekend is not going to make sense of our life. The vacation, the celebration is not going to make sense of your existence as a human person. The good times you look back on is not going to make sense of you. The justifications you have for your mistakes and your sins is not going to take away that feeling of guilt. The ways in which we might try to repress our past hurts is not going to take away their pain. We are helpless to put ourselves back together like that child with his toy. And just like him, if he's going to have any hope, just like he needs to look up to his dad for help, so too we need to look up to our Father to tell us who we are, to tell us the answer to the most important question: where we've come from and where are we going? Because finally, the only thing that's going to make sense of us is when we realize that where we come from ultimately is the God who made us. And the only place that we can be going that's going to make sense of us, make sense of our hearts and their desires, is to return to that God. Only the life of the saint makes sense, the life that ends in the eternal life of heaven. And therefore, we need our God to put our pieces back together. This is actually a good place for us to be as we approach the celebration of Christmas this year, recognizing our brokenness and our helplessness and our need for the Lord to put us back together. Because only then will we be able to profoundly encounter our God with his healing power. He says in our first reading today that he intends to heal the brokenhearted and to give liberty to captives, to clothe us with a robe of salvation, to wrap us in a mantle of justice, like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels, so that just as the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes its growth spring up, so justice and praise will spring forth in us. The Lord intends to restore us to our wedding day, to restore us to springtime, to restore us to the days of our youth, the time when we had a future, a time when our past makes sense again. And he says to us today, "Do you not recall that I made you in my image?" And what is an image but a thing in which all the pieces fit together? If the pieces don't fit together, there's no image to be seen, there's nothing to look at. But I'm making you in my image, and I'm not done with you yet. You see, God has an image in which our lives can make sense, in which all of our pieces can find their place. The scriptures tell us that that image is his son. The son who is a perfect likeness of his father. Reflects him perfectly like in a mirror. He's a mirror image. And he's the place where the scattered pieces of our lives can find their place again. And what's more, the mystery of the Christmas season that we're about to celebrate, that we await at this time, is that this son, this image, was sent down by his father into our flesh, into our history, into our brokenness, so that in him, all of the scattered fragments and pieces of our lives could find their place again. That our brokenness could be healed and our wholeness could be restored. So that in him, we could discover who we are again, where we've come from and where we're headed, what our true past is and where our true future will be. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. In the child of Bethlehem. For he shows us who we really are, sons and daughters of the Father, destined to become saints. It is this child of Bethlehem that the Baptist proclaims, that he points to. And it's in him that we have the power to rejoice this day. To rejoice with that fullness of confidence that St. Paul proclaims, rejoice always. For in him, in Jesus, we see the God who is faithful. And we know the one who calls us is faithful, and he will also accomplish his purposes in us. And so as we approach Christmas in this last week, we bring our broken hearts before the Lord in yearning for the wholeness that he promises. And we ask him, come. Come, Emmanuel. Come, wisdom. Come, image of the Father. Come and show us our past and our future and our true identity as sons and daughters of the Father. Come, Lord, and save us, that all of our rejoicing may be in you.